IGA leads legal push against CFTC over prediction markets. Tribal leaders announced plans to sue the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, calling its authorization of sports-related prediction markets a threat to tribal gaming sovereignty. Tribes mobilize litigation and legislative push. The Indian Gaming Association used its annual conference in San Diego to formalize a multi-pronged campaign aimed at shutting down prediction market platforms such as Kalshi, Polymarket, DraftKings, and FanDuel. IGA leaders said they will raise initial litigation funds in the low millions and pursue parallel congressional action to prohibit wager-like contracts on these exchanges. During a four-hour workshop at the San Diego Convention Center, tribal leaders and in-house counsel described prediction markets as an existential risk to revenues and jobs generated by tribal casinos. IGA Chair David Bean said the association plans both litigation and legislative efforts, and that he has briefed leaders at 16 tribes in recent months to build a unified response. "This is a threat to the gaming industry and tribal and state sovereignty," Bean said, adding that tribes are preparing to sue the CFTC for what they describe as the agency's failure to enforce its own rules against sports wagering on prediction platforms. The IGA's board adopted a resolution opposing the CFTC's proposed rulemaking and urged tribes nationwide to file formal comments before the April 30th deadline. Conference Chair Victor Roca set a combative tone, warning attendees that technology and finance interests are attempting to Uberize regulated gambling markets. "They don't care about what tribal and commercial gaming have done or the jobs it has created. This enemy is only looking at the money," Rocha said, framing the dispute as one between tribal sovereignty and Silicon Valley-backed operators. IGA members projected the initial legal fund will range from $3 million to $5 million, with additional sums possible, depending on the scope of litigation. James Siva, chair of the California Nation's Indian Gaming Association, said tribal leaders left the session motivated and confident the money can be raised quickly. "State cases, congressional bills, and wider stakes. The dispute is already playing out in state and federal courts. Arizona has filed criminal charges against Kalshi, and Nevada courts have blocked Kalshi and other platforms from offering sports betting within the state for the time being. Those cases are likely to inform the broader national fight over whether prediction markets can lawfully offer contracts tied to sporting outcomes." Bean and other tribal leaders emphasized that congressional intervention will be necessary to clear regulatory uncertainty. Litigation to hold the CFTC to account and legislation to make clear that these are gambling activities subject to tribal and state regulation, Bean said. He noted bipartisan bills have been introduced that would bar sports and casino-style wagers on prediction exchanges, though he warned the legislative path will be politically challenging. Tribal officials also signaled plans to build a broad coalition beyond tribes, naming the American Gaming Association and sympathetic state regulators as potential partners. "It makes sense for us to build a coalition of partners who share common interests in protecting lawful markets and regulatory authority," Bean said, urging groups that have not always agreed with tribes to join the effort. Speakers at the conference linked the issue to consumer protection, regulatory integrity, and the preservation of tribal economic development. Siva suggested prediction platforms are evolving beyond simple yes-no contracts into complex combined offerings that resemble parlays and table game math, an assertion intended to underscore the gaming character of the products. Legal fund, timeline, and next steps for tribes. The IGA formally called on tribes to contribute to the e-litigation fund and said fundraising would continue through the convention and afterward. Tribal leaders were urged to submit comments opposing the CFTC rulemaking by the April 30th deadline, and to prepare for lawsuits that could be filed in the coming weeks. Beyond the immediate legal challenge, the conference closed with an appeal for sustained advocacy. "We will not allow these platforms to bypass tribal authority and recast gambling as a financial product," Bean said. "We will stand united to defend tribal sovereignty and the integrity of Indian gaming. The unfolding litigation and parallel legislative effort are likely to shape the regulatory boundaries of online markets across the United States in 2026 and beyond."